This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we've been talking about the great importance of Jesus Christ as King and of His kingdom, which is the church, and that that kingdom was set up on the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ. We've not really given the biblical proof of that yet. That remains yet in the future in our series of studies. So far, we've been considering the doctrine of premillennialism, which is a false doctrine, that is, it is not according to Bible teaching. We've been considering it, first of all, in the light of what it involves, what it actually is. Basically, it says that Christ, when He comes again, rather than calling and meeting the saints in the air, calling all men into judgment, sending some into everlasting life and some into everlasting damnation, that when Christ comes again, He will come to the actual earth again and will set up a kingdom and will reign in the literal city of Jerusalem over a literal political nation with military power for a literal 1,000 years. Now, I had at the end of our program last time, I was talking about the point of the saints in heaven, point number 6 of the program, and let me lap back just a bit to that to bring us up to date. Point number 6 in the premillennial program, the saints in heaven, including the period of great tribulation. According to the doctrine of premillennialism, after the rapture, which of course is an invention of the premillennialist mind, the saints will be in heaven with the Lord for 7 years. During these 7 years, the so-called judgment of the saints will take place. This will involve the giving to each saint his appropriate reward and assigning to each his respective position. Also, during this period, the so-called marriage feast in heaven will be eaten. Then, during the last 3 1/2 years of the 7 years, there will be the occurrence of the great tribulation on earth. All the while now, you realize that I am explaining the premillennial doctrine, not the biblical doctrine. And although all the saints, according to this view, are to be caught up to heaven at the rapture, during this period of great tribulation, many people will be converted to Christ, and the Antichrist will appear during these 7 years. The saints are with the Lord in heaven. The Jews will then make a covenant with Him according to this view, this premillennial view. These people who are converted during the 7 years that the saints are with Christ in heaven will be killed before the Lord returns. All of them, every one of them, will be killed. Reference is usually made at this point to tribulation saints. The tribulation, they hold, will be the most severe persecution ever brought upon men. During this period, all Israel, that is, the national house of fleshly Israel, will be saved. Now we come to the 7th point. And each one of these points, I might add, is simply not true according to Bible teaching. The second coming, the premillennial doctrine of the second coming, is actually false. Sometimes this is referred to as the revelation. According to premillennialism, the so-called revelation is to occur simultaneously with the second coming of Christ with His saints to end the great tribulation. At this point, we might consider the question, if indeed it's the case, as premillennialists hold, all the pre-tribulation saints are in heaven, and if all the tribulation saints are killed, just who it is that does the converting during this time? You see, this is a point of self-contradiction involved in this doctrine. This will be the time that the tribulation saints are resurrected, and they are to be regarded as the gleanings of the great harvest of the first resurrection. This will be the time of the second stage of the second coming of Christ. The Gentiles who are living on the earth will be judged and disposed of. Christ will then ascend to the throne of David and be seated as an earthly king of a so-called millennial kingdom, which will then be established. And Satan will be bound and sealed in the pit. The tribulation saints will be resurrected. That is, 7 years after the other saints are resurrected. This will be the so-called second part of the first resurrection. Our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us in our audience. I hope that you're studying the things that we're giving you in the light of plain and simple Bible teaching to draw your conclusion for yourself as to what the truth is. And I also hope and pray that you'll be with us tomorrow, and until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you is our prayer.